I've been a big fan of Tim Hecker for some time now. Although his music has always had a very singular feel, he's managed to keep things interesting over a wide variety of different releases. From his massive deconstruction of 80s cock rock on My Love is Rotten to the Core EP, to his ruminations on life in the tropics on the amazing Radio Amor. Harmony in Ultraviolet is his newest effort, and his first for the Cranky label. It picks up where Mirage's left off, but pushes even further into power ambience, embracing deconstruction, static, and noise even more than previous efforts. The first time that I listened to the release, I admit that it really didn't sink in. It was playing quietly in the background while I worked on some other things, and while there were moments that peaked out, it didn't push past background music. On second spin, I was able to play it with a little more volume, and that's where it really made a serious presence. After the short Rainbow Blood opens the album, Stags, Aircraft, Kings, and Secretaries cracks things open as waves of rolling feedback and filtered electronic flutters slide across each other like glaciers. The track gets especially dense during the middle section before again collapsing into something slightly brighter at the end. Chimeras is more melodic, pushing forth with what sounds like heavily filtered organs, with little fragments of sound splintering off and falling away as it moves forward. While Spring-Heeled Jack Flies Tonight might be one of the standouts on the entire release, blasting molten waves of overdriven noise alongside more lush pillows of sound and what may or may not be fractured bits of lost radio communications. After the four-part Harmony in Blue, it's the closing section of the disc that's easily the most powerful. Radio Spiracom is another track that pushes into near drone metal as a dense maelstrom of white noise and filtered loops crackle and bow as if they're under enormous strain. Two-part White Caps of White Noise brings some beautiful organ stabs into the mix for some sparkling chords, while the album closer of Blood Rainbow revisits the first track in heavier ways. The 15 songs and 50 minutes of Harmony in Ultraviolet are easily Hecker's most heavy work to date. The whole album moves with sort of a barely contained violence that threatens to disintegrate or burst tracks into flameouts at nearly any point. It's powerful and intense ambient music that really doesn't sound like anything else being created right now.